Shishi. And this pasuk is connected to the previous pasuk. In the previous pasuk it says that Hashem rides the shechakim, the skies. Now the pasuk continues and says that these skies are ma'ina, for a dwelling place, Elokei Kedem, for Hashem, the first God. And He chose the skies as His dwelling place. Umitachas, and underneath His dwelling place, Zeroyos Olam, live the mighty ones of the world, Sichon, Og, and Canaan. But they have no power against Hashem, because the fear of the one in a high place is always cast upon the one who is below. And Hashem, who has all the power, will be Be'ezrecha, at your assistance, Vayigorish Miponecha Oyev, and He chased away the enemy, Vayomer, and Hashem said to you, Hashmed, destroy them. And because you will destroy your enemies, Vayishkon Yisrael Betach, Klal Yisrael will live securely, Bodod, solitarily and alone, and they will not need to band together because of the enemy. Ein Yaakov, like the bracha of Yaakov, who blessed them, that Hashem will be with them in Eretz Yisrael. When the pasuk says that you will dwell Bodod alone, it does not mean like the Bodod said about Yirmiyah, who dwelled alone in mourning over the Beis HaMikdash, but rather you will dwell alone and secure, like the bracha of Yaakov, who said that Hashem will be with you. El Eretz Dagon V'Siroish, to a land of grain and wine, Af Shomav Yarfutol, also his heavens will drip with dew. Rashi explains the word Af also. Not only will you be blessed with the bracha of Yaakov, but Af also with the bracha that Yitzchak gave Yaakov, V'yiten lecho ha'elokim mital ha'shamayim, that Hashem will give you from the dew of heaven. Ashrecho Yisrael, fortunate are you Klal Yisrael, that all brachos are yours. Moshe said, why do I need to specify to every shevet their individual bracha? If you are so fortunate that all brachos are yours. Micha Moicha, who is like you Klal Yisrael, Am Noisha Bashem, a nation whose deliverance is dependent on Hashem. Mogen Ezrecho, Hashem who is the shield of your help, which means He is your shield, He protects you, and He is your helper. Va'asher cherev ga'avosecho, and He is the sword of your greatness, which means Hashem's sword enables you to be miskoe, to boast yourself over the other nations. Yikochashu oyevecho loch, your enemies will lie to you, referring to the Gevonim who lied to Klal Yisrael and said that they are coming from a distant country to make peace with Klal Yisrael, because they feared Klal Yisrael. And why did they fear Klal Yisrael? Because Klal Yisrael will be so powerful that Ve'ata al b'maseimoy tidroich, you will trample their high places, meaning you will place your feet on the necks of their kings as a symbol of dominance. Sukt Rashi Pasuk Chav Zayin, Ma'oino Elokei Kedem, as a dwelling place for the first God. This means, Lima'oin, for a dwelling place, Heim Hashchokim, are the skies. L'Elokei Kedem, to the first God, Hashem Shekodam Lechol Elohim, who was before any other God. And since He was first, He chose for Himself the skies as His dwelling place and His abode. And underneath His dwelling place, all the mighty ones live. The mighty ones of the world, referring to Sichon, Og, and the kings of Canaan, who were the mighty ones and the strong ones of the world. Lefikach, therefore, al karchom, against their will, yecherdu v'yazu'u, they will tremble and sweat before Hashem. V'koicham cholash miponai, and their strength will become weakened from before me. Ki la'olam, because always, emas hagavoya al hanamuch, the fear of the one above is always on the one below. V'hu sha'koyach v'agvura shaloi, and this Hashem, who the power is to Him, be'ezrecho, He will be your helper. V'yagorish miponecha oyev, and He chased away the enemy from you, and He said to you, Hashmed Oysam, destroy them. Ma'oino, Rashi explained earlier this means for a dwelling place, Koteva Shetzricha Lamed B'Tchiloso, any word that needs a Lamed in the beginning, Hitala Hei B'Seifa, can have a Hei at the end instead of the Lamed in the beginning. And therefore the Hei at the end of the word is as if it says, Lima'oin, which means for a dwelling place. The skies are for a dwelling place for Hashem. Zakrashi Betach Bodod, you will live securely alone. Kol Yochid V'Yochid, each individual, each tachas gafnoi v'tachas te'enosoi, each person under his vine and under his fig tree, mifuzarin, scattered, v'ein tzrichim lis'asei f'leishev yachad m'pnei ha'oyev. They will not need to band together and live together in order to fight the enemy. Ein Yaakov, like the bracha of Yaakov, k'moi ve'enoi k'ein ha'bedoilach. The word ein in this pasuk is similar to the word enoi in the pasuk ve'enoi k'ein ha'bedoilach. Over there it means that the mon looked like crystal. So ve'enoi means it was like. So too, ein Yaakov like the bracha of Yaakov. Ke'ein ha-bracha she'berachem Yaakov. Like the bracha that Yaakov blessed them, that Hashem will be with them. Lo'i ke'bodod she'omar Yirmiyah. Not like the bodod that Yirmiyah said, bodod yoshafti, I sat alone in mourning. Elo ke'ein ha'vtocha she'evticham Yaakov. But rather like the promise that Yaakov promised them. V'hoyo elokim imochem, Hashem will be with you, v'heshev eschem, and return you, el eretz avoseichem, to the land of your fathers. Ya'arfu means yatifu, the skies will drip. Avshomov yarfu tol, also his heavens will drip with dew. And Rashi is bothered, what does it mean by af also? Zok Rashi, af birchose shel Yitzchak, noisefes al birchose shel Yaakov. Not only will you have the bracha of Yaakov, but also the bracha of Yitzchak, who said, v'yiten lechoho elokim mital ha'shamayim, Hashem should give you from the dew of heaven. Zok Rashi, ashrecho Yisrael, fortunate are you, Klal Yisrael, after he specified to them, to each shevet their bracha, Omar lohem, he said to them, Mali lifroit lohem, why do I have to specify brachos to you? Klal davar, the sum of the matter is, hakol shelochem, everything belongs to you. Ashrecha Yisrael, fortunate are you, Klal Yisrael, Micha moicha, who is like you? Tishuascha b'Hashem, your deliverance is dependent on Hashem, asher hu mogen ezrecha, who he is the shield of your help, v'asher hu cherev ga'avosecha, and he is the sword of your greatness. V'yikochashu oyevecha loch, and your enemies will lie to you, kigoin ha'givoinim, like the givoinim sha'omru, who said, Me eretz rechoika bo'u avodecha, from a distant land your servants came. V'yata al-bomosemo tidroich, and you will trample on their high places, ke'inyin shenemar, like the pasuk says, simu es raglechem, place your feet al tzavarei hamalochim o'eleh, on the necks of these kings.